Northridge in gold uniforms, green numbers, and black trim. Warsaw in their home white uniforms, orange numbers, and black trim. For a trip to the semifinals and a date with Concord on Friday, it's Ellenson and Yeager to jump it up. Up she goes, and the Raiders win the tip, and they will head to the far end here in the opening half of play. We are perched high above the southwest corner of this grand old gymnasium. At the left elbow, Zamuda. He's guarded by Heckerman to start the game. He picks up his dribble, bounces it out for Mason Bales. Back to Zamuda on the left wing. Now back out top. Radiker holding in the center circle, now dribbling against Martin. Now he'll work to the left, started left. Martin stayed right with him. Now to the left wing for Mason Bales. Mason dribbles to the top of the circle. Down to the right wing, he's guarded by Carson Gould. Out top for Nolan. Nolan Bales down to the wing. Oh, it's Radiker. He bounced out top. It's picked off. Heckerman dribbles in for the left. Takes it in and hammered. And a foul called. Heckerman anticipated the pass beautifully. Drove in and Radiker fouled him hard to make sure he did not get an easy layup or more.
Well, that's sectional basketball right there. Radiker wasn't going to allow Drew with easy 2 points and instead decides to take a foul there and force him to make the free throws.
Drew at the free throw line, 68% for the season. The first one is good. 1-0 Tigers, 7:13 left to go, opening quarter. Penn won the first game, 83-37. Joe Smith with 26. Heckerman shoots again, and he missed that one. Long rebound tip by Martin, and grabbed by Martin. Brant Martin takes it in from the right, banks it too high, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Mason Bales for Northridge. He'll take it down inside, spin and shoot and score. Mason Bales gives Northridge a 2-1 lead. We are sitting right above the Northridge fans. So if it sounds like we're in Middlebury, you'll understand why. Heckerman outside the block, backs down inside, turns and shoots over Zamuda, couldn't get the roll, and Mason Bales the rebound. Outlets to Radiker. He got spun around, fell down, but got it out to Mason Bales. Now they'll dump it down to Ellison against Yeager on the right side of the court. Backs down in, falls, fires, shoots a 12-footer, and couldn't get the roll. Yeager's got the rebound for Warsaw. Jackson Gould with his hands on the ball for the first time. Up the sideline to Martin. He hands back to Jackson Gould. That's out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders.
Well, down there, Ellison, you get him fading away taking that shot. That's preferred if you're the Warsaw defense. But down here, the spacing for that handoff in the corner, maybe not ideal because there's no room for it. Luckily, Warsaw gets the ball back after it's knocked out of bounds.
Carson Gould standing right in front of the scorer's table. Now dribbles off a double screen. Northridge will hedge it. Jackson Gould off a Yeager screen to the left wing. Flips it back to Heckerman. Heckerman back across the top. Now he'll drive down to the right block. Leans in, throws a cross-court pass, almost out of bounds. Great one-handed catch by Jackson Gould. Carson Gould around to Heckerman. Heckerman drives into Zamuda. Couldn't get past him. Back to Jackson left wing. A three is way off the mark. And the rebound is saved in by Zamuda and grabbed by Radiker. Radiker in transition, drives into the left oval, ball knocked away by Martin, loose at the foul line, a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Jackson Gould raised up to shoot that three-pointer, and somebody moved the basket on him because that was not close.
Well, we've seen him shoot with that shoulder all season long, and he kind of short-arms it a little bit just to get it up there. That time, I think he almost forgot about it because he went all the way up with the extension, and it pulled on him pretty good.
Zamuda drives the free throw line against Heckerman, leans into him, shot it, missed it, and a whistle, and a foul is called. And Heckerman's going to have to head to the bench with 5:37 left to play in the first quarter. Drew has his second foul.
Well, and Northridge knew it too because they got Zamuda the ball as soon as they possibly could and took it to the basket area to try to draw that second foul. And unfortunately for Warsaw and Drew Heckerman, that's exactly what happened.
Trey Davis runs the scores table to check in. Zamuda to the free throw line, a 67% shooter, and the first one is rolling good. His first point makes it 3-1 Northridge. And Davis runs on to the floor for the first time here in this sectional matchup.
One thing about Trey Davis and what he lends himself well to is a sectional atmosphere because of how he plays and how hard he plays. He could be a huge factor tonight.
Zamuda makes both free throws. Northridge with a 4-1 lead. Gould will walk it up. Now he'll bounce off to his brother. Carson will bring it across the center line, guarded by Radiker. Out to Jackson, go left side to Davis. Davis in the corner to Carson. Looking for cutters, finds a cutter. Jaeger takes it off, puts it in, and a foul. Luke Jaeger, big and strong, down in deep. We have been critical of him this season because he has not done that, but he was big there.
Well, and an excellent screen by Jackson Gould, who makes that cut, then comes back to almost like a double back screen for Luke. Luke goes straight to the basket and elevates, but he also kind of peeked over his shoulder looking for contact, and that's what we need out of Luke Jaeger as far as we can go in this tournament.
Jaeger converts the three-point play. We are tied 4-4. Samuda out top, hands back to Nolan Bales, who picked up that foul. Bales, a couple dribbles, now to Radiker, right wing against Martin. Down to the baseline, Ellenson. Under the basket against Jaeger, no room to shoot. Samuda out to Nolan Bales for a high-arching three. It's good. His 41st of the season. Northridge back to the lead, 7-4, 3 minutes in. Trey Davis, left side. Looking, needs help, finds Jaeger between the circles. Now to the near sideline to Jackson Gould. Out top to Martin, left side to Carson Gould. Carson out top to Martin. Drives into the elbow, backdoor cut, Trey Davis under the basket, dribbles out of there to Carson Gould on the left wing. To the top for Martin. 4.5 minutes left to play. First quarter, Northridge 7, Warsaw 4. Now Jackson Gould lobs it out to Jaeger above the left elbow. Back to Jackson Gould, wide open. Three-pointer, way off the mark again. Rebound to Bales for Northridge. Nolan with it in transition to Mason for three. Good. His first three of this game, his 40th of the season. Matt Moore wants timeout and gets it. Timeout Tigers, 4:08 left to play here in the opening quarter of the sectional at Elkhart. Northridge 10, Warsaw 4. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw takes their first time out of the game to try to settle things down. They're down 10-4 as we approach and pass the midpoint of quarter one. Jackson Gould, left side, Trey Davis. Davis out top, Jackson Gould at the right elbow, down to the block, double teamed, whipped it out to the right corner, Carson Gould. Trey Davis at the foul line, works his way inside, underneath the Jaeger, puts it up, couldn't get it. Rebound tipped around, Carson Gould's got it for the Tigers. Warsaw gets a reload. They hand back to Trey Davis, out top for Jackson Gould at the center circle. Now Gould dribbling toward the near sidelines, fakes the handoff, drives down the right baseline, under the basket, puts it up. Oh, he missed it again. Trey Davis, though, gets a hold of the rebound. We'll have a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw. Trey Davis saves the possession for the Tigers.
Well, and so far in Warsaw's half-court offense, they are setting, just to be nice, not very good screens, and that's both the cutter's fault and the screener's fault. Northridge is not switching on defense, so if you can set a good screen, you're going to find guys open off of those.
They lob it out top to Trey Davis. Right back in the lane for Carson Gould. Backdoor cut, pass tipped. Luke Bricker's in the game. He's got it right side. Out of Jackson Gould. Back out to Carson. Carson runs into the right elbow. Picked up his dribble. Throws it back to Jackson. 3:10 left to play here in the first quarter. Warsaw down 10-4. Bricker, left wing. Picks up his dribble. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mason Bales for Northridge. And here comes Dylan Springer into the game for the Raiders. His dad is the girls' coach at Northridge. 10-4, Tigers still down by 6. In the area right front of the scores table, Carson Gould off a screen from Jaeger, dribbles the right elbow, got down inside, throws it across, Trey Davis for a long jump shot. It's in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Mason Bales, and he takes off running. Mason kicks it into the corner for Zamuda. Now they swing it around to Nolan Bales. Inside to Ellenson against Jaeger. Wheels in the lane, got around him and scored. Alex with his first two. It's 12-4 in favor of the Raiders. 2.5 minutes left to play first quarter.
Northridge is getting whatever they want to down on the offensive end, and Warsaw down here is fighting so hard just to get a good opportunity.
Jackson Gould near sideline. Out to Jaeger at the right elbow. Back to Jackson on the wing, off a screen from Jaeger, drives to the lane, got inside, put it up, and put it in, and a foul. Jackson Gould with his first two, and a chance for a three-point play, and boy, did the Tigers ever need that.
Yes, they did, and that's a tough level of difficulty on that shot with Jackson Gould going all the way to his left on the opposite side of where he started, and then throws it up one-handed with his left hand while getting contacted, getting pushed out pretty much away from the basket. That's a tough play by Jackson. Hopefully that can get him going, because the first couple shots that he's had, he was off just a little bit.
Brant Martin into the game again for Jaeger. Bales picked up the foul. Nolan with his second. Gould's free throw is up and good. A three-point play gets the Tigers within five, 12-7 with 2:18 left to play here in our opening quarter. Penn has already won tonight. They will play Goshen at 6 on Friday in the semifinals. Warsaw with some trapping. Nolan Bales still out there with those two fouls. He's got the ball in the right wing. Out top for Springer. Springer back to left for Zamuda. Zamuda dribbles to the top against Carson Gould off a screen. Warsaw switches it. Pass inside. Tipped and taken away. Stolen by Brant Martin for the Tigers. Brant across the line to Carson Gould on the left side. Dribbles up to the free throw line. Pulls up. Throws it down to Martin. Steps back. Three-pointer on the way. Is rimming no good. And off the backboard wire and out of bounds. Brant was not sure he wanted to take that shot. And he had to check his feet. Everything went wrong. Or everything that could go wrong went wrong with that.
Yeah, oftentimes when you're shooting and you can't catch it in rhythm and you have to you know check your feet or switch the ball around in your hands or double check and see if it's a good shot, it's better off just to move it out, because once you second guess yourself, it's really hard to knock down that shot.
Nolan Bales finally out of the game. Brady Scholl is in. He is a 6'4 freshman. Pass in the deep right corner. Zamuda for three. That's no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound against Scholl for Northridge. He pushed off against Bricker, who had the inside position. Out of bounds to Warsaw. The Tigers have settled things down now. After an early hole, they trail 12-7.
And as much as they've settled it down, they still have to make things count down here on the offensive end, because you don't want empty possessions, especially when you start getting later into quarters.
Backdoor cut, Carson Gould on the left block. Trying to back his way in against Radiker. Fakes, turns the lane, puts it up and in. Carson Gould from the block, spinning to score. Warsaw within three. They've scored the last five. Right wing for Radiker. Down inside, Ellison shakes free, shoots it over. Bricker may have got a piece of it. Scholl puts it back up. No good. Foul called. Scholl will shoot two for the Raiders. I think they got Trey Davis for the foul. Yes, that's his first. Three fouls have been called against Warsaw, four against Northridge. Scholl up there. Would you believe this is his fifth free throw attempt all season? And the first one's up and good.
Well, Scholl was a predominantly JV basketball player for the majority of the year, and he has really come into his own as a freshman. And if you're Warsaw, the matchups that you have right now, it's really tough to rebound that close to the basket when you turn and look instead of just a front box out against a guy that big.
Scholl missed the second rebound. Back tapped out. Carson Gould got a hand on it. Jackson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. So the Raiders have to settle for one. And with 55 seconds left to play in the first quarter, Warsaw's got the ball down by four. Jackson Gould sprinting right, now turns left. Shoots the lane and scores. Gould with a fall away, what turned out to be a 15-footer. Warsaw trails 13-11. 42 seconds left to play, first quarter. Radiker inside, and a layup up and good by Scholl. Scholl with three first-quarter points for Northridge. That's already more than his average. Northridge 15, Warsaw 11. Carson Gould stumbles across the line. Right side to Martin. Martin back out to Carson. Looking left, throws it left. Finds his brother down in the corner. He'll bring it out the wing. Northridge has the possession arrow, so Warsaw wants to make this count. Jackson Gould describing what he wants. 10 seconds, 9. Zamuda bodies up to him. Off his screen. Steps back for a 25-footer. It's no good. Rebound tipped by Martin. Grabbed by Northridge. Now Scholl will dribble out and shoot a 60-footer at the buzzer that hit the front of the rim and bounced aside. After one, Northridge 15, Warsaw 11. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter two on News Now Warsaw.